This is Radio Nepal. I'm T.K. Prasad Kharka with news, the headlines first. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli holds bilateral talks with Chinese President Xi Jinping. Prime Minister objects China-India deal to make Nepali territory Lipu Lake a trade route. In response, President Xi says he doesn't have different opinion on Nepal's stance. National Assembly's Legislative Management Committee decides to include cooling off period provision in civil service bill. And three people killed after protesters set Indonesia's parliament building on fire. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli held bilateral talks with Chinese President Xi Jinping today. During the bilateral meeting with Chinese President Xi, Prime Minister Oli made it clear that Nepal has objections to the agreement between China and India to make the Nepali territory of Lipu Lake a trade route. Secretary of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs Amrit Bahadur Rai, who participated in the meeting held at the Tianmen State Guest House, informed that Prime Minister Oli expressed Nepal's objection to India-China deal to open a trade route through Lipu Lake Pass, an integral part of sovereign Nepal. Prime Minister Oli told Presidency that according to the Sugauli Treaty of 1816, it is clear that all the territories east of Mahakali River are the sovereign part of Nepal. The head of the government also expressed confidence that China will support Nepal in this matter. In response to Nepal's statement, Foreign Secretary Rai informed that Presidency did not have a different opinion on Nepal's claim, and hoped that a conclusion would be drawn from discussions between Nepal and India on the matter. He also informed that during the cordial and bilateral meeting, discussions were held on various areas of friendly relations and cooperation between the two countries. An understanding was also reached to mobilize the mechanisms of both countries to enhance relations and cooperation. This is the Prime Minister Oli's fourth official visit to China as Prime Minister and his second visit to China this year. Dr. Yuvraj Khatiwada, Economic and Development Advisor to Prime Minister Oli, said that during the meeting, discussions were also held on accelerating projects under the Belt and Road Initiative BRI and contributing to Nepal's economic and social progress. Prime Minister Oli went to China to attend the Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO Summit 2025, leading a 26-member delegation to the summit at the cordial invitation of Chinese President Xi Jinping. Prime Minister Oli is also scheduled to address the SCO Plus Summit in Tianjin on the 1st of September, as stated by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. On the sidelines, the Prime Minister will also meet with some world leaders participating in the summit. National Assembly's Legislative Management Committee has decided to include cooling off period provision in civil service bill. The provision, which has been at the height of controversy since its passage by the House of Representatives, the decision to impose a 2-year cooling off period was finalized during the clause-wise discussion on the Federal Civil Service Bill in the committee. This provision states that a civil servant or other government employee who has resigned or retired from the service will not be appointed to any constitutional or government position until a period of 2 years has been passed from the date of retirement from the service. Committee Chair Tulasa Kumari Dahal directed the committee secretariat to write the report by adapting the language to the provisions agreed upon in the committee. The Birganj Metropolitan City has decided to close all community and institutional schools for an additional 3 days after failing to bring the cholera outbreak under control. Taking into account the increasing risk, all schools will remain closed from the 31st of August to the 2nd of September. Earlier, the metropolis has had rather suspended classes in community and institutional schools from 27th to the 29th of August. The 66th meeting of the Investment Board of Nepal, IBN, has approved the draft of the project license for the for the 669 megawatt capacity Lower Arun hydropower project. A spokesperson of the IBN, Pradyumna Prasad Upadhyay, said that the meeting held on Friday under the chairmanship of Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli also took the decision to authorize the chief executive officer of IBN to issue the license for the project. The draft related to direct investment in the Arun Third Hydropower Project under construction in Sangkhwa Sabha was approved. This news comes to you from Daily Nepal. It's time for a short break.
बजारमा नयाँ के छैन नेपाल टेलिकमका विभिन्न सेवाका अफरहरू सस्तो सारै सस्तोमा खरिद गर्न परेमा *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ त्यही भएर कण्ठ पारिरख्या
हो र दाई
त्यति मात्र हो र भाइ नेपाल टेलिकमले विभिन्न समयमा ल्याउने विभिन्न अफरको बारेमा थाहा पाउन पनि *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ नि त
*1415 मलाई पनि कण्ठै भयो दाई
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Kathmandu Metropolitan City KMC Mayor Balendra Sahal has laid emphasis on effective collaboration and coordination between the Metropolitan Police Force of the KMC and the state's security agencies. Addressing the 33rd anniversary of the KMC Police Force Day in Kathmandu today, Mayor Sahal urged the 362-strong Metropolitan Police force to work actively to ensure effective enforcement of laws, rules and regulations. Saha also commended the Metropolitan Police's pivotal role in removing encroachments, protecting public properties and maintaining good governance and order in the metropolis. You are listening to Radio Nepal City PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. At least 3 people have been killed and 5 injured in a fire blamed on protesters at a regional parliament building in eastern Indonesia as widespread demonstrations rocked the Southeast Asian nation. Al Jazeera cited Indonesia's disaster management agency in a statement on Saturday as confirming the deaths following the Friday evening fire in Makassar, the capital of South Sulawesi province, some 1,600 kilometers east of the capital, Jakarta. Indonesia's official Anathara news agency also said that the victims were reported to have been trapped in the building, burning building rather, while the disaster agency said 2 of the injured were hurt while jumping out of the building. A U.S. appeals court has ruled that most tariffs issued by President Donald Trump are illegal, setting up a potential legal shutdown that could offend his foreign policy agenda. According to the BBC, the ruling affects Trump's reciprocal tariffs imposed on most countries around the world, as well as other tariffs slapped on China, Mexico, and Canada. In a 7-4 decision, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Federal Record rejected Trump's arguments that the tariffs were permitted under an Emergency Economic Power Act, calling them invalid as contrary to law. The ruling will not take effect until October 14th to give the administration time to ask the Supreme Court to take up the case. Meanwhile, Trump criticized the appeals court and its ruling on Truth Social, saying if allowed to stand, the decision would destroy the United States of America. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country. Moderate rain is predicted at some places of Kosi, Mades, Bagmati, Sudar Paschim provinces, along with the hilly regions of other provinces, and at a few places in the rest of the Terai region. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Kosi province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli holds bilateral talks with Chinese President Xi Jinping. Prime Minister objects China-India deal to make Nepali territory Lipulek a trade route. In response, President Xi says he doesn't have different opinion on Nepal's stance. National Assembly's Legislative Management Committee decides to include cooling off period provision in Civil Service Bill. And three people killed after protesters set Indonesia's parliament building on fire. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.